from KiraWilliamsFitness.com, and today, well, this week is my 14th anniversary as a personal trainer. That is wild. How has it been 14 years? Gosh, that's crazy. I got into this because I didn't know what else I wanted to do in my life. I was sitting behind a desk all day, every day, answering phones and making copies for people. And I knew that that was not my passion. I just wanted to be in the gym. I had had my own experiences with my transformation from being overweight and transforming my body and feeling better about myself and having more energy and just loving life so much more, that I really just felt like I had a secret that I needed to share with the world. So I became a personal trainer, and here it is. It's been 14 years, and this journey has taken me into doing way more than just counting sets and reps and writing workout programs for me. In fact, I have two real passions. One is nutrition, because I really love the science and the biochemistry behind it, and understanding the metabolism and understanding the body and the digestive system and how it all comes together. But the other piece is exploring the psychology behind food and understanding people's relationships with food. And that is what I feel like makes me unique as a personal trainer and a nutrition coach, because I am not that person that's like, hey, here's your macros, go do it. I mean, for some people that works great and that's awesome. I do, you know, like doing that and, you know, seeing people make gains and get results and be really excited about it. I think that's awesome. But I also love digging in with people and saying like, oh, well, you overate on all of your calories today because you totally went off the deep end when you got home from work. Why? Or they're like, you know, I just keep drinking wine every night and eating chocolate cake and not having my salads that I've prepped. Okay, well, why? And I just find that going in deeper gets the person far greater results and results that last. But if you're ignoring why you make the choices that you do, then you're never going to really get to the root of the issue. You're always just going to fall back on that. And for a really long time, I was very resistant to working with people on these things. But over the last couple years, I have gotten more tools in my tool belt, and I feel a lot more confident having these conversations. And I recognize the importance of them, because it really does promote lasting change. So I just wanted to come and talk for a few minutes about how grateful I feel to be able to work with the women that I do work with. Not just because these women trust me, but because these women are willing to go deep. They're willing to communicate. They're willing to show up, not just to meet with me, but for themselves on a day-to-day basis. When the world, you've got your kids, you've got your work, you've got your husband, you've got your friends, you've got life pulling you in all these different directions. But when these women continue to show up for themselves and have the meetings with me and have the hard conversations with me and look in depth at the decisions that they're making, like, I just feel so grateful to be able to have the opportunity to work with clients who are willing to do this. I love what I do. I have never been so in love with what I do. It's remarkable. Just this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about different things that I have experienced with my clients over the last like 7 days. So, A couple weeks ago, actually, I was going through, it was a Sunday, and one of my clients was trying to figure out like all of the things that she was going to prep so that way it would meet her macros. She really loves doing the puzzle of macros, and macros really work for her. She's lost over 40 pounds doing this. This is amazing. So we were texting back and forth about different things that she could eat that would be in alignment with her macro goals. So it was really fun taking the time to help her create a new meal plan for herself. She just got tired of eating the same stuff over and over again. And now she's gung-ho on that, and she's in a really good spot, and she's able to maintain eating in alignment with her goals because we had that conversation. I helped her map it out. I have another client who has two kids. She also has a job. Her kids are toddlers. And so showing up to get in her 2 to 3 workouts a week is very tough. And she's dealing with some nervous system dysregulation. And sometimes just getting out of the house with the kids for drop off elicits tears. And she continues to show up even if it's for 30 minutes, which usually ends up turning into an hour, but she shows up for herself and she gives herself grace. And, you know, just that recognition of how hard it is to be doing what she does has really helped her create some momentum. So showing up feels a little bit less hard and there's just a couple less tears involved. But it's been remarkable. There's just been a huge transformation in her attitude over the last week, just from simply giving herself a little bit of grace and not just constantly saying like, well, I should be doing this and I should be doing that. Just giving herself grace for where she's at right now and meeting herself with where she's at has completely sparked a change in her attitude, and it's making things a lot easier for her. And, you know, being able to have that conversation with her, I greatly appreciate the fact that she has been open enough to have that conversation with me and continue to show up and not give up. I've got another woman who I am helping her with her relationship with food. It has been instilled with her from a child. When she was a child, she went to Weight Watchers and was told by her mom and by the people at the meetings that she needed to lose weight, and she was congratulated on every pound lost. And this is something that has been ingrained in her for decades. And so now we are going back and we are looking at food not as something that is emotionally charged, it's not bad nor good, but we look at what is actually in the food that she is consuming. Are there nutrients? What are they? What do those nutrients do? So now food is being framed as something that heals the body, that heals the metabolism, that supports the immune system, that supports the endocrine system, that supports the body. And so now, since food is being framed in a far different light and she is eating adequate amounts, going through that binge restrict behavior is, we haven't encountered it over the last month and a half because of this reframe. That's not to say that we won't encounter it again, but at least at this point, we are having such frequent and open and honest communication that when and if it does happen, we can talk about it and we can look at it, we can understand why it happened, and we can reframe it and we can move past it having learned something from the experience. I've got another client who is currently, right now, we are working together on self-sabotage and where her self-worth comes into play and, you know, why that is not necessarily rational, where it came from, what some different competing thoughts and congruent behaviors may be for her while she deals with this huge emotionally charged set of actions and habits. That self-sabotage is not helping her with her goals at this time. And so we're looking at the actions that are sabotaging her efforts, and looking at them and seeking to understand why she's doing them, so that way ultimately she can quit doing them and act in alignment with her goals. So we're looking at the subconscious things that she's been conditioned to believe for years and years and years and years of her life, but then looking at like making conscious behaviors and trying to bring that gap. So there's overlap. And so it's not just subconscious versus conscious, kind of blending them together. I have another client who has been traveling and literally like worked out in like the tiniest, like a closet basically with two other people. I mean, she went from not working out at all 2 months ago to being so committed to working out because she wants to lose fat. She wants to get her A1C down. She wants to stop being so uncomfortable in her skin that she knows that even when she's traveling, and I don't always say like, hey, when you travel, you should work out. But when this is still something that isn't your fallback habit, working out while traveling can be very, very helpful just because it doesn't get you out of the habit. You know, you stay in your habit, you continue that momentum. So she showed up today to work out in a tiny little closet, basically, just because she is that committed to showing up for herself. And then one more I want to share is I'm working with another gal who is a long distance runner, and she has been conditioned to be afraid of carbs. So she's lost a lot of weight, and she did it by restricting food, but through diet and exercise. Okay. You know, there's nothing inherently bad about that. That's the way you do it, right? However, towards the end, she did work with a nutrition professional who pulled her carbs back, which again, pulling carbs is a means to an end. Carbohydrates, just a little quick little science here. So carbohydrates actually they hold on to water in our body. So like a bodybuilder who's getting ready for a show, towards the very end, you pull way back on carbs. And so your body releases water weight. So, you know, if you are somebody who's like, I've lost 95 pounds and I just want to get to that 100-pound mark. Okay, you can pull back carbs and lose 5 pounds of water weight, but that's different from fat loss. And that's what she did to hit a certain number goal on the scale. And so it became this like subconscious belief in her mind that carbohydrates are bad. And so now she's here as a distance runner with a fear of carbohydrates, and her body is starting to fail her, and she's not able to reach training goals that she has because her body is not fueled properly for that training. And so now we are starting to work on trusting the process, not, you know, focusing so much on over controlling, which by the way, control is perceived. We don't really have control. We have control over this much stuff out of like this much and that's going on in the world, right? We have control over like this, like you have control over your outlook, right? But even then you've got some subconscious stuff that's like trying to filter its way in. So that's, but ultimately, you know, working on trying to, looking at what's rational, what's not rational, looking at what goes on in our subconscious and then what's going on in our conscious and then trying to blend that gap. And just basically, you know, working on bringing nutrition into the body that will support her goals, but doing it in a way that doesn't freak her out and make her super duper stressed and just completely run away. So I'm working on some really amazing things with people, and I have an opportunity to bring one more person on into my mentorship program. It is a 12-week program. And during this, you and I are going to talk. We're going to meet from the very beginning. We're going to get a ton of information about you, learn all about your hopes, your dreams, your fears, your psychological conditioning, what you want in life, what your perspective is, what your goals are. Look at what your habits have been and put those together into a nice, neat little plan for you. This is going to go into details on nutrition, training, and then we are going to go through this together. I'm with you every step of the way. We're going to go through this together. We will meet every week on Zoom. We will chat on a daily-ish as needed basis via text. And your plan is your plan, but your plan can always, it always changes. Things are always evolving. And so you've got me there every step of the way to not only be your support system, but also like hold you accountable. Kind of like look at your habits and be like, hey, why are you doing that? Hey, maybe let's try a little bit of this instead. So you've got that like separate set of eyes that can see the things that you're not necessarily seeing and can help you get back on the right path and make the corrections and the tweaks that you need to make so that way you can continue to get closer to and reach your goals. So if this sounds like something that you want to be part of, you can send me an email, Kira@KiraWilliamsFitness.com, or message me on any one of my social media channels, which is Kira Williams Fitness. And I would love to chat with you and see how this can help you. Anyway, like I said, reach out. And I really look forward to chatting with you. Thank you for watching and listening.